Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, art organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is photographer Donna Lind, who will be leading a fall foliage photography hike organized by the Dunes Learning Center on November 9th. So as we record this, Donna, the foliage outside is spectacular. I had lunch yesterday under blazing trees in downtown Chesterton, and yet the photograph I took didn't quite do the scene justice. So why is it so hard to capture fall's colors?
Why is it so hard? Well, nature was naturally meant to be viewed through the eyes, and our eyes are an amazing instrument of our body. So they see things the way nature was meant to be seen. So when we use other ways of projecting those images, we have to make some alterations. We just have to understand what we're looking at, understand composition a little bit, and then understand how to use the tools that we have to replicate what we see with our amazing eyes on a digital screen or on a piece of paper or in a photograph.
So you're going to lead this special fall foliage photography hike. What equipment should someone bring with them?
So on this hike, all of the attendees can bring whatever type of photographic equipment they're comfortable with. If it's a phone, that's fine. We will adapt to phone photography. If they have a point and shoot camera, if they have one of those little Polaroid cameras, those are also fine as well. Those can be a lot of fun to do some very different images, or some folks may have a DSLR or even a film camera. Anything that anyone is comfortable using, they're welcome to bring. I'm going to focus on composition, understanding how to look at nature and what kinds of things to look for, perspectives, not necessarily into the nitty-gritty of how each of those different apparatuses are used, but then how to look at and develop composition within any of those mediums.
And will you be focusing on the broad panoramic vista, or on close-ups and details on the forest or the dune floor?
Along the trails? Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably focus a little more on what we see on the trails. I think it's a good practice, and we may not always do this, to actually stop and look around us. There are opportunities for great photographs wherever we are. And so we'll do a little bit of both. It depends on how much time we have. I believe the trail that we will be using may not open up into a large prairie in enough time for us to reach out there and come back, especially since the sun is setting a little bit later at this time of the year. So we want to make sure that we have enough light as well. So we'll probably do a little bit of both, but I would say we're mostly going to focus on what we see along the trail. Again, there's a lot of things that I think we as busy people pass up a lot of times, even when we're hiking in the woods.
And so could you give us some details about the trail, the length of the hike?
Sure. So I believe we will start at 2:30. We'll gather in the lodge at the Dunes Learning Center. We'll do a quick introduction, a quick little overview of composition, things to think about, things to look for. And then we'd like to go on one of the trails that's connected with the Dunes Learning Center. So we'll probably take about an hour out in the trails from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Again, between 4 and 4:30, I think sun sets this time of the year around 4:30, maybe a little bit later than that. So we want to be mindful of the available light that we have as well.
And how can listeners learn more about the hike and how to register?
Visitors can go to the Dunes Learning Center website, www.dunes.learningcenter.com. I believe it's .org. And you can register there under events. This would be one of our community events. And they should be able to find all the details they need right there on the website.
Now, you're a photographer in your own right. Is is landscape photography your main focus, or what do you like to snap?
Yes. So I do. That is probably my main focus currently. I have been a photographer for over 40 years. I studied it in college, and so I've done a variety of things. But my passion is travel, being outdoors. I very typically combine hiking with photography. So that's where my main focus is these days.
And when you're out, do you photograph nature? Do you photograph animals? What's your focus there?
When I'm out on a trail, typically I photograph what I'm experiencing along that trail. So again, that's kind of where this focus is being mindful of what you see and what you encounter when you're out in the woods. So you could, when I photograph a hike, I am photographing the details as well as I am photographing the landscape around me. I try to give a sense of what I'm experiencing during that hike.
Well, I hope on November 9th in the afternoon you have perfect weather, that the foliage remains glorious in the next week or so. And thank you, Donna Lind from the June Learning Center, for joining us today. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.